You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, there might be a chance, a new chance, that the Kings make the playoffs this season. I know that's weird to say following the worst loss of the year to the Brooklyn Nets on Tuesday, but opportunity has arisen. Now, the chance is very, very slim, and it's going to require near perfection from this Kings team for the remainder of the regular season. The Kings have lost 7 of their last 10 games, so they're on the downswing right now, and they quickly need to turn that around if this chance is going to be realized. But one team with a very difficult schedule is dropping down the ranks in the Western Conference. They now are all the way in the 8th seed, and the Kings own the tiebreaker over them. So you're saying there's a chance? Yes, I am saying there's a chance. A new victim, potentially, for the Kings to rob a playoff spot away from? Not impossible, also not likely, but if there's an opportunity, we're going to talk about it here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage each and every single weekday. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local national experts, coach and player audio as well, this is the place for you. If you're a Kings fan, you're in the right place. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings here in Sacramento. If you're local, AM 1140 on your radio dial. You can also listen at any time via the KHDK app, which is available right now on both the iTunes Store and the Android Store, Google Play Store, whatever the hell it's called. And you can also listen on KHDK.com anytime. You can also check out KHDK.com, where I write and produce video and written content, as I am a multimedia journalist and reporter for KHDK as well. Yesterday was kind of a strange podcast, and I got some good feedback from it. And by good, I mean not always positive, but constructive. A lot of people listening were frustrated with my optimism and my hopefulness, not necessarily for the Kings' playoff chances or anything like that, but for the future overall, especially after a very difficult loss. Many of you wanted me to start the podcast basically screaming the same way you were Tuesday night after the Kings lost and blew a 28-point lead to the Brooklyn Nets. Now, I want to be careful here because I am going to present a scenario to which the Kings can potentially make the playoffs this year. But, yeah, yes, they're coming off the worst loss of the season. And that loss, quite honestly, I believe, is the nail in the coffin. So I'm presenting to you an opportunity, a possibility that I don't think is going to happen, but it's still there. Just because I don't believe it's going to take place does not mean it's not worth me sharing it and bringing it here for those who are like me, who are optimistic, but maybe overly optimistic. My optimism only goes so far. My optimism this year has been reached with the Kings winning 34 games. Now, I still am hopeful and expectant that this team finishes at or above 500. Even if they finish one or two games under 500, I'm still a happy camper. I want this team to get to 40 wins for sure. And that's very doable, especially with the remainder of their schedule. Now, it's very difficult to come on the air and say, after blowing a 28-point lead, that the Kings' schedule is easy or they should be winning a lot of these upcoming games. But the Kings take on the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic tonight in Sacramento. I know it's going to be a tough game for many of you who wanted Luka Doncic, and to see him in Sacramento for the first time tonight, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of fans. But I'm ready for it. I'm going to enjoy it. I can't wait to see Luka play live. I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to sting for many of you, but I think it's going to be awesome. But that being said, the Kings should win this game. They've beaten the Dallas Mavericks already. I expect them to be absolutely pissed off and embarrassed after what happened on Tuesday. We don't see the Kings drop 2 games in a row very often, especially after a massive collapse like they suffered. Now, the Kings have lost back-to-back games many a time this season and many times over the last couple years. So I'm not saying the Kings don't usually lose two games in a row. What I'm saying is, following a disappointment, a collapse like that, you expect the Kings to be better. And against a bad team in your own building, and yes, the Dallas Mavericks are a bad team with the exception of Luka Doncic. Luka does all he can for that squad, but it's not a good team. The Kings should win this game here tonight. And if they do that, they're one step closer to realizing my playoff scenario that I'm about to present here. The Oklahoma City Thunder lost to the Toronto Raptors last night. The Oklahoma City Thunder have lost four straight games and are 4-6 over their last 10. They are now 42-30 in the eighth seed in the Western Conference. Now they're 7 games ahead of the Kings in ninth. 7 games is a massive gap. Massive at this point in the season. But the Kings do have the tiebreaker over the Thunder. And on top of that, the Thunder's schedule is not friendly for the remainder of this year. They play the Raptors again tomorrow, this time in Toronto. Then they have a game against the Grizzlies, who just beat the Houston Rockets. Then they have the Pacers, the Nuggets, the Mavericks, the Lakers, the Pistons, the Timberwolves, the Rockets, and the Bucks. That's the remainder of their schedule. That's their final 8 games. Now, I don't expect them to lose all 8 of those games. I expect them to win 3 or 4 of them. And honestly, if they go 500 for the rest of the year, they're going to be just fine and they're going to make the playoffs. But I expect them to lose to the Raptors again. I expect them to lose to the Thunder, or the Nuggets, rather. I expect them to lose to the Rockets and the Bucks. That's 4 losses that I expect. The rest are kind of up in the air. I expect them to beat the Grizzlies, and I expect them to beat the Mavericks. Maybe even the Lakers, too, depending upon if LeBron is playing or not, which at this point it sounds like he's not going to. But this is your best shot, ladies and gentlemen. This is your only chance at the Kings making the postseason. And it's literally going to take perfection from the Kings through the remainder of this season, or near perfection. They can afford to drop a game here or there. But that's what it's going to take to get to the postseason, is for the Thunder to continue to slide and fall off the map, and the Kings to win maybe all but 2 of their remaining games. Now, here are the games remaining for the Kings. They have the Mavericks tonight, then they have the Suns, Lakers, Mavericks again, Pelicans, they have the Rockets twice, the Jazz, the Spurs, the Cavs, and the Trailblazers. They also have the Pelicans twice. A lot of winnable games in that group, but the 2 Rockets games are concerning. The Spurs game, definitely concerning. The Jazz game, concerning. So like I said, I don't think the Kings are going to be able to get it done. Trailblazers game is concerning as well to end the year. I don't think the Kings are going to be able to do it. But if they took any lessons out of that Brooklyn Nets game, and if they could magically apply them to the remainder of this season, there is a chance. Very low, very slim, very small, and I'm sure as hell not putting my money on it. But if you tuned into this podcast today and felt like, okay, the playoffs are absolutely a done deal, but there's got to be some way that our hopes can stay alive, there it is. I gave it to you. Hope to hell the Oklahoma City Thunder absolutely forget how to play basketball. Hope Russell Westbrook goes ice cold and Paul George falls off the face of the earth. And then hope the Kings go supernova for the remainder of this year. Beat the Rockets at least once, if not twice. They got to win these final 2 games at home of this homestand. They have to beat the Pelicans twice. It's going to take near perfection for the Kings to make the playoffs this year. I don't think it's going to happen again. I'm not putting money on it. But there you go. There's your opportunity. I'm so fired up to see Luka Doncic tonight inside the Golden One Center. I hope, well, assuming he's playing, and we haven't heard any reason as to why he wouldn't be playing. But like I said earlier, other than Luka Doncic, the Dallas Mavericks are not a good team. They're not a good team. And that's not being disrespectful. That's not saying that the Kings are leagues better, but the Kings are a better team. And I don't care if the Kings are coming off of a win or a loss, or if they had lost by 40 points to the Nets. The Kings should win this game, and I believe they will win this game. Now, I'm also hoping for a Luka Doncic showcase game tonight. I would love to see Luka Doncic and Marvin Bagley finish as the top two scorers in this game. Wouldn't that be something? Of course, Marvin Bagley hopefully has one more point than Luka does. So we can say, ha-ha, we got the right guy. Well, I mean, we all know that the Kings got the right guy for them, right? And the Dallas Mavericks got the right guy for them. With Kristaps Porzingis and that trade that they made, and him hopefully, knock on wood, being healthy and returning to his normal self next year, the Dallas Mavericks are going to be a fun team to watch. And I'm excited about their future, just like I'm excited about the Kings' future. How can you not be excited about the Mavericks' future when Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis are your top two players? But the Kings got the right guy for what they're trying to do in Marvin Bagley. And you've heard me talk about that a million times here on the podcast, so I'm not going to go back into that detail and back into that conversation. But regardless of what Luka does tonight and what Marvin Bagley does tonight, both teams got the guys that they wanted, they needed, and they both are the right picks for each team. And that's not going to change from this game. There might be overreactions depending upon what one does versus the other, depending upon who wins this game. If Luka Doncic scores a basket tonight, there's going to be half the crowd in Sacramento that's going to moan and groan and take to Twitter to complain about why the Kings didn't pick him. That's fine. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. Me, from a pure basketball standpoint, I think this is going to be a fantastic game, and I think it's going to be awesome to see Luka play live, to see a little bit of that Luka Doncic magic that we've heard so much about and seen so much on TV and on highlight reels and on ESPN and Bleacher Report, but never in person. It's a shame that it's taken all the way to this point in the year for Luka and the Mavericks to come. I wish they would schedule that a little bit earlier on in the season so we could have seen Luka and the Dallas Mavericks playing when maybe we weren't as sure what they were, and it would have been a little more dramatic. But also, you have the Dirk Nowitzki send-off tonight. We had the Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade send-off not too long ago, and that was very awesome. Fans showed up for that, gave D-Wade a massive ovation, and I hope that the Kings do the same, and Kings fans do the same for Dirk Nowitzki here tonight. I love Dirk. I grew up a massive fan of Dirk. Now, Dirk also made me want to pull my hair out and pissed me off because that freaking turnaround jumper where he'd lift his knee up and fade back and you couldn't block the shot, you can defend the shot. There's nothing you could do about that shot. But he'd just make it every time and frustrate the hell out of you. That Dirk, I remember as a kid, made me just want to throw up and scream and throw a tantrum. And a lot of times I did. But Dirk has had a magnificent career. And you talk about the perfect guy to mentor Luka Doncic, and not just because, or not in the sense of a one position passing the torch to another position. I mean, obviously, Dirk Nowitzki and Luka Doncic are two very different players with two very different skill sets. But Dirk is arguably the most successful international player in the history of the NBA. Arguably. And he is potentially passing that torch on to the most successful international player, at least coming into the NBA at just 20 years old, in Luka Doncic. By the way, the Dallas Mavericks played last night. They took on the Portland Trailblazers. They lost 126-118. Luka Doncic had a 24-point night. Also got 16 from Jalen Brunson, 14 from Hardaway Jr., and 21 from Justin Jackson off the bench. And there's that angle as well. Justin Jackson makes his return to Sacramento tonight. Love Jay Jax. Love what he has been in this locker room, or in that Kings locker room, over the last couple of years. I know when he was traded right before the Houston Rockets game, absolutely shell-shocked the team. And that was after the Iman Shumpert trade, you remember. They pulled Justin Jackson off the floor during National Anthem, like right after warm-ups. So it'll be fun to see him back tonight, and I hope Kings fans give Jackson a good ovation. I mean, he wasn't a phenomenal player by any means with this Kings team. Now, he did have a great game this year against the Golden State Warriors in Sacramento, which was really fun. But he's a great player and even better teammate. Wonderful guy. Great friends with almost everybody in that Kings locker room. Does phenomenal work off the floor with Gigi's Playhouse. He's an awesome dude, and I'm very excited to see him back. Hopefully I'll get the opportunity to chat with him, shake his hand, and thank him for his time in Sacramento and wish him the best in Dallas. It'll be cool to see him, and I hope Kings fans give him a nice ovation as well, along with Dirk Nowitzki. But the Mavericks coming off of a loss last night, so they did play last night, and that's all the more reason for the Kings to win this game. You play fast. You like to push the tempo. Do it against this Mavericks team tonight, and I guarantee you're getting this win. Other than Luka Doncic, there's nothing on this team that scares you. I mean, Tim Hardaway Jr. has the potential to be a perimeter threat. Well, we know he's a perimeter threat, and he has the potential to light the Kings up if he's having one of those red-hot shooting nights, and we know the Kings, every once in a while, like to give them up to two guards. But, I mean, Trey Burke, Courtney Lee off the bench, maybe if he plays. I mean, there's not a weapon outside of Luka Doncic on this Dallas Mavericks team that you have to worry about. Even if Luka Doncic goes for 45 tonight, which I don't think he will, but even if he does, the Kings, the only way the Kings lose this game, other than them just falling flat on their face and getting zero production out of their own players, is they allow everybody not named Luka Doncic to beat them. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a Justin Jackson revenge narrative, so he'll get time off the bench, and I expect him to go for like 10 to 15 points tonight, and that'll be fun. That'll be great. I don't care. I like it. But the Kings should win this game. I feel very confident in taking the air today here on the podcast and saying the Kings are going to win this game. The Kings are going to win this game tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. They're not going to let Luka Doncic and the Mavericks punk them on their home floor, especially after being punked by the Brooklyn Nets two nights ago. And that's a very important narrative to this game as well. Is what lessons have the Kings learned from Tuesday to Thursday? How quickly can they adapt and overcome to their struggles? If the Kings get off to a great start in tonight's game and take a double-digit lead over the Mavericks, are we going to see them fumble again and take their foot off the gas, or are we going to see them continue to step on the throat of their opponent for the remaining 20, 30 minutes? Those are little things that I'm looking at and little things that I'm paying attention to. Also, I expect Marvin Bagley and Harry Giles to get a lot of minutes again tonight. It's probably going to be off the bench. I wish they were starting. You know my spiel on that. This will be the first time Marvin Bagley gets to play against the Dallas Mavericks and gets to play against Luka Doncic. Remember, he was not playing. He was hurt when the Kings played Dallas back in December in Dallas, and the Kings won that game, 120-113. All five of their starters in that game had a phenomenal night, especially De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield each with 28 points. Buddy Hield needs a good night tonight, especially after going 0-8 from three-point range, finishing with just 8 points in the loss to Brooklyn. Rarely do we see him turn in two bad performances on back-to-back nights. Harry Giles didn't even play against the Dallas Mavericks in December. So he'll get a look at them, and they'll get a look at him for the first time. Expecting big things there. Who's going to get the assignment of dealing with Luka, though? On the defensive end of the floor, it's probably going to be Harrison Barnes. Assuming that the Kings stick with their normal starting five of Fox, Hield, Barnes, Bielitsa, and Willie Cauley-Stein. And speaking of which, Harrison Barnes playing against his former team tonight. There's a lot of narratives in this game. Harrison Barnes was traded by the Dallas Mavericks to Sacramento. Harrison Barnes had 15 points against the Kings for the Mavericks back in December. So will there be some sort of revenge narrative there? It's hard to imagine a revenge narrative with Harrison Barnes because he's such a nice guy and he didn't leave the Mavericks on bad terms by any means. but hopefully a standout game and a big game for him, and it might be a fun battle to watch him try and handle and guard Luka. We also might see De'Aaron Fox trying to guard Luka, depending upon how much of a primary ball handler Luka is, and we expect him to be the main primary ball handler. I'm expecting big stuff from the Kings tonight. I'm expecting overall a great game of basketball. And it's strange. Of course, I want the Kings to win tonight, but I really would like to see a Luka Doncic showcase game. Even if I have to deal with the should have taken Luka. Oh, the Kings are so stupid, guys on Twitter and on social media, and I don't care. Like, it's worth it to be able to see greatness in person. And Luka has been fantastic this season. He's going to win Rookie of the Year, and he 100% deserves it. But I want to see it in person. I want to see some of that Luka Doncic magic, so I hope we get that tonight. Give me a Luka Doncic showcase and a Kings win, and I'll be the happiest camper I can be. If you're heading to the game tonight, let me know. Would love to see you there. You can reach me at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter or email me, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com, and I'll arrange a way to come and see you and say hi. I'm curious, too. I wanted to throw it out there. I know we're an NBA podcast and a Sacramento Kings-centric podcast, and I know it's strange this year, right? Because the Kings are not, or they don't own their first-round pick, so a lot of fans are not as interested in college basketball this year as maybe they would be in the past. At this point last year and in the last really decade, we were looking at mock drafts and who the Kings might get and their positioning and if they should tank or not. It's nice that the Kings aren't in that spot, although it might be more difficult now when we get into the draft season and I don't have a first-round draft pick to talk about to carry this podcast for 2 weeks. The Kings won't have, as of right now, won't have any reason to pay attention to the NBA draft lottery other than seeing where their pick is going. Or what their pick would have been. But I'm excited about this March Madness tournament this year. Very excited about it. I think it's going to be one of the best tournaments in a long time. There's so much talent. So I wanted to throw it out there. Who do you have winning the tournament? I got Tennessee. I filled out my bracket today. We do a bracket challenge here at KHDK with a lot of our just radio jocks and people that work for our company. We have like 190-something people filling out brackets. But I picked Tennessee to beat Gonzaga in the championship. Don't know why. I'm not a huge college basketball fan or supporter. I've watched Tennessee play a couple times this year, really enjoyed them. And I just don't like picking one seeds. I think that's boring. I didn't pick Duke, of course. I had my wife pick Gonzaga in her bracket just because I'm a big fan of Gonzaga as well. And if there's any number one seed that's going to win, it's going to be Gonzaga. I know a lot of people are probably screaming North Carolina at me right now because they're a damn good team as well. But I got Tennessee, so let me know who you got. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me right now, let me know at MattGeorgeKHDK. We can also discuss anything from tonight's game, from past games that you heard on the podcast here today. It's all fair game, so do let me know. Also, if you have an opportunity to do so, it helps us out a ton. And I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record. I do this at least three times a week. Head over to the iTunes stores and leave us a review. Now, even if you don't listen to this podcast on iTunes, that's the best way. That's where at least our data shows that we get the most traffic and the most people read those reviews and most people find our podcast and listen to our podcast through iTunes and through Apple. So if you like this podcast, don't like this podcast, just have the opportunity to head over to the iTunes store and leave us a quick review there on the Locked On Kings podcast page. That helps me out a ton. That helps all of us here on the Locked On Podcast Network out a ton. I would really appreciate it if you could do that. If not, no big deal. And you can say anything. It could be positive, negative. I don't care. We try and grow and learn from that. But if you could take the time to do that, that would be fantastic. Hopefully I'll see some of you at the game tonight. Look forward to meeting you. And I will chat with you tomorrow as we'll have our Friday edition of Locked On Kings. We'll recap hopefully a Kings win over the Mavericks. And hopefully we'll be feeling a lot better tomorrow than we were feeling yesterday morning after that bad loss to the Brooklyn Nets. Until tomorrow, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.